goes after Robbie. Meets a shattering Addy in a barroom night. Anybody badly tapped from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood and cries, and my God, they killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The many authorities came to blame. Something that he'd never done. Put in a prison cell. One time it could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying in the Paddy Sea, and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. Saw him leaving, he says, and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. So Miss Patty calls up the cops, and they arrive up on the street. The red flags flashing on a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, somewhere in another part of town, Ruby Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before that. Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street with the red lights flashing on a hot Tuesday night. Partner ain't a rep for the cops. Him and a Dexter Bradley were just prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out. They looked like middleweights. They jumped into a white car without a state plate. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. And the cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. And they took him to the infirmary. And although this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Four in the morning, and they hauled Reuben in. Take him to the hospital and bring him upstairs. Wounded man looks up through his one dying eye. Said, why'd you bring him in for? He ain't the guy. Yes, he's the story of the hurricane. The many authorities came to blame. Something that he'd never done. Put in a prison cell. One time it could have been him. Champion of the world. Four months later, the getters are in flames. Rooms in South America fighting for his name. While Ezra Thurston Bradley's doing a robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws on him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder you said happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. You think you like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter you saw running out that night. Don't forget that you were white. All off the Dirty Bradley, said I'm really not sure. I can't say the poor boy like you could use a break. We got your motel jammed, talking to your friend Bellow. You don't wanna have to go back to jail, now be a nice fellow. You be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We wanna put his ass in a stir. We wanna pin this triple murder on him. No, he ain't no gentleman Jim. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he said, I do it for pay. And when it's done and over, just be soon be on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout stream flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along a trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a man. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a big circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben sleuthing his drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was revolutionary bum. But to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed, and the old white jury agreed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both badly died. The newspapers all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hands? Did see him obviously framed. Couldn't help but be ashamed to live in a land where justice is a game. Coats and their ties, free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's learned. Put in a prison cell, 1-10, you're gonna be the champion of the world. Champion of the world, champion of the world, champion of the world. Thank you so much, guys.
Mikey!
Good night. There you go, Robbie.
I'll be saying good night. Stick around.